Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis. We are holding on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis at the second wide line on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis at Tanu Rabban. And today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to continue the sugya of Kibud Av Ve'em, and we're going to talk about how one is mechabed a parent both while they're alive, as well as after their patira. We're going to talk about when Chacham is giving a shir and he's quoting his father. How does he mention his father's name? How does the Torgamon mention the name of the father? The Gemara is going to discuss who pays for Kibud Av Ve'em. Does it have to come out of the child's bank account or the parent's bank account? And we're going to have three rayas. The Gemara is going to tell us a story about how Rav Huna tested his son Rabbah to see if he would react in a negative way and violate Kibud Av Ve'em. The Gemara is going to discuss what happens when the father gets something wrong in Divrei Torah, in Divrei Halacha. How should the son react? How should the son disagree with the father? Then the Gemara is going to tell us what do you do when there's a conflict between mitzvos and Kibud Av Ve'em, other mitzvos and Kibud Av Ve'em, which one takes precedence? The Gemara is then going to discuss mechila. Can a father be mochel on Kibud Av Ve'em? Can a Rebbe be mochel on the kavod that's due to him? And then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to discuss other types of kibud, not just Kibud Av Ve'em, but kavod that one has to show to a zakein and to a nasi, and who can be mochel on that kavod. We're going to discuss the halacha about standing for elders, and we're going to have six different details about the halacha of standing for elders. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have a machlokas tanayim if one is supposed to stand for a young Talmud Chacham as well. So let's begin Tanu Rabbanan, second wide line on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So Tanu Rabbanan Mechavdo Mechavim Mechavdo B'Moso, that one is obligated to honor his parents both while they're alive as well as after their patira. So Mechayev Ketz, and how does one do Kibud while the parents are alive? Hanishma B'Dvarav L'Makom, if a person hears that his father needs something from the people of that place, and he knows the people of that place honor his father and will listen to him if he asks the thing that his father needs, lo yomar, when he's making the request of the people of that place on behalf of his father, he should not say, shalchuni bishvil atzmi, maruni bishvil atzmi, pitruni bishvil atzmi, that give me this thing that I need for my own sake, ela kulu bishvil abba. He should say whatever it is, shalchuni, maruni, for my father's sake, because he's the one that needs it. But if that doesn't work, then he may be able to say Bishvil Asim, but in the meantime he's got to say all Bishvil Abba. B'moso Ketz, that after the father dies, how do we do Kibud Av Ve'em? Hayomer Dvar Shmua Mipiv, if you're saying something over in the name of the father after the father's no longer alive, lo yomer kachomer Abba, you don't simply say so said Abba, Ella, you have to say in more reverential terms, kachomer Abba Mori Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. One has to say kachomer Abba Mori Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. So says the Gemara, Vahani Mili, that idea that when you mention your father's name, you have to add that phrase, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo, that's Tok Shnei Masar Chodesh. That's only within 1 year of the Petira of the father. That we assume that after 12 months, the father was already Mekabel, whatever Onesh he was going to be Mekabel, because even Rishayim, the Mishpat Rishayim Begahanim, is only Yud Beis Chodesh, is not more than Yud Beis Chodesh. And therefore, there's no reason to say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo, because there's no more Kapara that's necessary for the father to have. Mikan Ve'elach Omer Zichrono Levracha L'chayei Ha'olam Haba. And after that, you say Zichrono Levracha L'chayei Ha'olam Haba. The Taz in Yardea Simon Reish Mem points out that the Rama writes in Yardea Simon Shinayin Vav that you don't say Kaddish Yasom for more than 11 months after a parent passes away, because it's improper to be machzik a parent as someone who deserves the full Mishpat Rishayim Begehenim. So why is it that you say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo for 12 months? I would think you should only say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo for 11 months. How can a child say about his parent that the parent needs 12 months of Kaparas? So he says you can't say the Zichron Levracha L'chayel Maba, because maybe he was not yet Zocha to that, and therefore it's going to be Sheker. Meaning when the other possibility is just not say anything, like you don't say Kaddish. So if fine. But if the other possibility is to be Dover Shkarim, and there's the possibility that he's not yet L'chai Olam Abba, so then we can't stand on ceremony. We have to say, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. Tanu Rabbanan, Chacham Mishana Shem Av V'Shem Rabbo. When a Chacham is darshaning, and he's using a Meturgaman to amplify his voice, the Chacham should whisper the drasha to the Meturgaman, and he should say it, and the Meturgaman then says it in a loud voice. So when the Chacham whispers the name of his father or his Rebbe to the Meturgaman, he shouldn't say the name directly. He should be Mishana in some way. Kacham Rabbi Mori, Kacham Rebbe Mori. Don't say the actual name. But Turgaman, when the Turgaman repeats the name, Eina Mishana Lo Shem Av, Lo Shem Rabbo. He does not have to be Mishana the name. So it says, well, Avu Adaman, whose father are we talking about? Ilem Avu Adaman Turgaman, if we're talking about the father of the Turgaman, Atu Turgaman Lav Bar Chiyuvu. Well, the Turgaman doesn't have a mitzvah of Kibbut Av, so certainly he would not be allowed to mention his father's name directly. Ela Amar Rav Shem Aviv Shel Chacham, V'Shem Rabbo Shel Chacham. No, we're talking about the father or the Rebbe of the Chacham. Ki Ad Mar Bar Avashi, Ki Abed Darish Bepirka, like Mar Bar Avashi, when he would give a drasha that was said publicly to teach the people the halachas and the dinim, and we would mention the name of Rav Ashi, his father, Iu Amar Abba Mari, he would say to the person who was being metargame, this is what Abba Mari said, the Amore Amar, Hachi Amar Rav Ashi. But the meturgaman would say, Hachi Amar Rav Ashi, he would not just say Abba Mari. So now, the Torah says, Kabele Savicha Vesimecha, and it also says, Ish Imo Va'aviv Tira'u. So we know that one is chayiv both in Kibbut Av Ve'Eim as well as Mora Av Ve'Eim. So what are the details of this chiyuv? Tanu Rabbanan, Ezehu Mora. What is the Mora that the Torah says that a person has to act with toward a father and a mother? It says, Ish Imo Va'aviv Tira'u. So Ve'ezehu Kibbut. And what is the Kabeid Esavicha Vesimecha? What is the nature of these mitzvahs? What do they look like when you're doing Mora and when you're doing Kibbut? So Mora Lo Omeid V'Mekomo. It means that the son shouldn't stand in the father's place that's miyuchad for him and just hang out there and talk with his friends. V'lo yoshev b'makomo, he shouldn't, the son should not sit in the father's seat. V'lo sosos devarav, he should not disagree with the father to be cholik on him. V'lo machrio, and when there's a machlokas in halacha between the father and some other chacham, he shouldn't stick his head into that machlokas and be machrio one way or the other. So to say near and divrei ploni, to say that I think that the other guy is correct. That's how Rashi says. The Torah points out in the name of the Ramah that you don't need to tell me that that he can't say near and divrei ploni, because that's already eno soser as tevarav. No, the chiddush over here is lo machrio means even if you're going to agree with the father and you're not going to disagree with him. So Beis Yosef writes, that's what Rashi meant also. Lo yachria, to say near and divrei ploni, even if the ploni is the father. That's what Rashi really meant. Like the Ramah. Or he says there are two ways to disagree, to be sosir devarav and to be machriya like the shita of the other person. So it's one thing to say that dad you're wrong, it's another thing to say the other guy is right. So we're saying either one of those things is improper. So maybe Rashi did mean that it's only if you're going to side with the other party anyway, but the Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah says even if you're going to side with the father, who do you think you are, that the father needs help from you to decide to win his machlokas? Kibud, how does one fulfill kibud? Machil, mashke, malbish, mechase, machnes, umotzi. You give him food, you give him drink, you give him clothing, you cover him in clothing, you dress him, and you bring him to where he needs to go. So, Ibailu, the Bnei Yeshiva raised the following shayla, that mishal mi, who pays for the costs involved in being machil and mashke and mechase and all of these things? Who pays for the food? Who pays for the clothing? So the Gemara brings a machlokas amaraim. Rav Yehuda Amar Mishal Ben, that the son has to spend money. Sometimes mitzvahs cost money, and there's a mitzvah that costs money as well. Rav Nasan Bar Hoshaya Amar Mishal Av, that no, the expenses come from the father, and that when the kibud that the father needs requires some money, you don't have to pay your own money. You can, if the parents have the money, you can take the money from them. their account to pay for it. You just have to go through the tircha that's necessary. So Orle Rabban the Chum said Alach Lamaisa the Rav Yirmiya when they paskin to Rav Yirmiya va'amrila the Breder Rav Yirmiya, and some say they said this to Rav Yirmiya's son Kemad Yamar Mishal Av, that we paskin that the payment has to come from the father, and that's what we paskin Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeya Simin Reish Mem. The Tosos points out that's what the She'iltos Rav Chaygon paskins as well. However, Tosos adds that if the father doesn't have and the son does have money, so then the son does have to support the father midin tzedakah, meaning tzedakah always comes hakarav karav kodem, you always go with those who are closest, so there's no one closer than the parents, so if the child has money, the parent is the top priority in tzedakah. So from a kibbutz of the aim perspective, the father would have to pay for it. So if the father has money, wonderful, but if he doesn't and the child does, then the child would have to pay for it. So meisvei nemar kabedas avicha ve'es imecha v'nemar kabedas Hashem mehonecha. So mala halan, just like when it comes to honoring Hashem, it's bechesron kis, it costs money, it says mehonecha, that's what it means, from your wallet, from your own expenses. Afkan bechesron kis. So too when it comes to kibbutz aveim, it should be bechesron kis. So v'yam mishalav mainafkale mine. But if we're going to paskin that it's mishalav, what kind of chesron kis is involved? There's no chesron kis if you're paying from the father's account. So answer the gemara, yes, there is the bitul malacha, because you do have to take off from work. So the fact that you're gonna forego the possibility to earn money that day in order to engage in kibbutz aveim, that's called chesron kis, even though all of the actual costs of the clothing or the food or whatever it is that you're buying for the father comes from the father's own account. Tashma says, well, let's bring a second raya in this machlokas, whether it's mishal av or mishal ben. Shnei achin, shnei shutafin, ha'avu b'no, haravu v'talmido. If you have two brothers, two partners, a father and a son, a rebbe and a talmud, podin zelazeh maiser sheni machilin zelazeh maiser ani. They are not considered the same person, so they're considered two separate entities, and therefore you could be pod the meiser sheni one for the other, and you could feed meiser ani one to the other. Ve'i amrit mishal ben. But if you're going to say that the expenses of kibbutz aveim come from the child's own account, so nimtza zeh pareichov mishal aniim. How can you use your meiser ani to pay for your father's expenses? Those are your expenses. Meaning that you're, if it's mishal ben, then that's a halacha that anyway it's supposed to come from your account. You're not allowed to be poreach chovo with meiser ani. You're not allowed to pay money that you owe to other people using meiser ani. So if it's mishal ben, you owe that money to your father. So says Mar lo tzricha lahaadafa, that the chiyuv of a son to be machil the father, to be mashke the father, is only with a moderate lifestyle. But if the father needs more than that, then you're allowed to give meiser ani for that purpose. So iachi, if that's the case, that we're not talking about his basic necessities, we're talking about haadafa, the addition, the added stuff that he needs. Haynu dektani Allah. What does the price mean when it says Amar Rav Yehuda Tavu Meir Lemisha Machilus Aviv Meiser Ani? That the someone should be cursed if he's being machil his father Meiser Ani. But Vila Adafa, if he's not giving his father the Meiser Ani, he's only giving the Adafa and the Tosefes from the Meiser Ani. Meinaf Gemina. What's so bad about that? Meaning, why would it be Tavu of Meira? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that this is so problematic? So Gemara answers, Afilu hachi zila be'milsa, even though he's only giving the Tosefes from Meiser Ani, still it's disrespectful. It's a bizayim to the father that he has to eat Meiser Ani and he doesn't get to eat from normal food that he has to take from the Pushka, is still a bizayim to the father. So now a third and final raya. Toshma, Sholuas Rabbi Eliezer. They asked the Shailu to Rabbi Eliezer, Ad heichan kibra ve'em. How far does the obligation of kibbutz aveim extend? To the point that he takes a wallet, presumably the son's wallet, and he throws it into the ocean, and the son doesn't do anything to humiliate him. But if you're going to say that the expenses of kibbutz aveim only come mishalav, so then it must not be talking about the son's wallet, it must be talking about the father's wallet. So my nafkale mine, yes, so why would you be machlim him? Why is that such a test for the son? son. What's the maila that the son is not machun the father? He's not losing anything anyway. So says Gemara, b'ro'i liyarsho. The son thinks in the future that he's the one that's going to be ro'i liyarsho. So you're throwing my Yerusha. You're literally throwing my Yerusha into the ocean. So that's something that a son might get upset about, even though it's not really his money just yet, but it might one day become his money. So Gemara brings a Maisa as an example of this. Rabbi Rav Huna wanted to test Rabbi, his son, so he tore some expensive garments in front of his son Rabbi. Omar, Ezalechzi, Iratach, Ilo Ratach. I want to see if he's going to get angry or he's not going to get angry. I'm going to test him to see how he reacts. So says Mar Vidilma Ratach, but he might get angry, Vakavar Lifnei Virlositin Michshal, and then he'll be in violation of Lifnei Virlositin Michshal. Meaning, it's an amazing thing. A lot of times, when a child reacts negatively to something that a parent does, the parent has to think, well, wait a second, did I just violate Lifnei Iver? Meaning, why is he reacting in that way? Maybe I didn't, maybe I baited him into acting in such a way. And if you do bait him into acting in such a way, then that's a violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshal. It's true, the child shouldn't act that way, but if you baited him to do it, then you're in violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshal. So how could Rav Huna do such a test? Rabbi might get angry and will be a violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein. There's actually a discussion in the Achronim. The Rambam already raises it in Pirush Mishnayos and Maseches Shumos, but it's a machlokas between the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Oizer. What if I bait someone into doing an Aveira and then he doesn't do the Aveira? Is that Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshal? Did I violate Lifnei Iver? Is Lifnei Iver only when he actually does the Aveira? Or even just for baiting him to do an Aveira, even if he doesn't actually, I chuck the wine to the Nazir across the river, Nazir looks at it, fights with his Yetzer Hara for a bit, and puts it down and doesn't drink it. Did I violate Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshal? So that's a machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Achi Ezer. Probably the lamdus of the machlokas is Lifnei Iver that I get a chelik of the Aveira that was done, which means if there's no Aveira that was done, then there's no chelik to take of the Aveira. Or is Lifnei Iver just a totally independent Isser? So that's the discussion. It would turn out that if you hold that I only, like the Chazon Ish, that if you only violate Lifnei Iver when the person violates the Aveira, it would turn out that when the fellow drinks the wine, when the Nazir drinks the wine, he's not only in violation of the Isser of drinking the wine, he's also in violation of Lifnei Iver on Lifnei Iver, right? Meaning he's drinking the wine, and now by drinking the wine I'm violating Lifnei Iver, so he's also causing me to violate Lifnei Iver. So it could be that that's an additional violation of Lifnei Iver on Lifnei Iver. Anyway, so how could you do this? How can you bait the child into violating an Aveira? So says Gemara, to machale liakre, you're mochel the honor, that if the father is mochel the honor that is due him, and that's what Rav Huna did, he was mochel the honor in advance, and by being mochel the honor, even if the child, even if Rabbah reacts inappropriately, it will not be considered a violation of Kibbut Ave'im. Tosos says something somewhat astonishing. Tosos writes, V'tzarech lomar shahodio kodem l'chein sh'loye k'monos chayv l'echol bas chas v'lo b'yod bas etzla d'amal kam per basra sh'tzarech mechilu kapara. Tosos says, not only must Rav Huna have been mochel the honor that is due him, he must have informed his son in advance that he's mochel that honor. Because had he not informed his son in advance that he's being mochel the honor, then the son, when he reacts negatively, may not be violating Kibbut Ave'im because the father was mochel, but he thinks he's violating Kibbut Ave'im. And a machsheves hachet is a problem as well. If a person says, ooh, let me taste this delicious chazer, and it turns out that it was really kosher meat, but he thought he was eating chazer, he also needs kapara. So if a person says, oh, let me react in a negative way to my father, let me yell at my father, and he doesn't know that the father was mochel, he also needs kapara. For the machsheves hachet, just for even thinking that he's doing an aveira. That's what the Gemara says, that Rabbi Akiva, kimata lahaikra habachi, that when Rabbi Akiva got to the pasuk Hashem yislach la in Parshas Matos, where it describes Nedarim, he would cry, because the pasuk indicates that if a woman took a neder and the husband was made for the neder, but the woman didn't know that the husband was made for the neder, and then she violates what she thinks is a still standing neder, she requires slicha v'kapara, even though there's no neder anymore, still requires slicha v'kapara because she thought that there was an avera. So you need a kapara even for a machsheves avera. Anyway, so says Gemara about Kavar Mishum Baltashkas, but forget about Lifnei Iver and forget about Kibbutz Aveim. It's Baltashkas. How can he take a nice piece of clothing and just tear it up? So it says Gemara, Davali Bupumbiyani. He did it in a place that was on the seam where it was a mendable garment. Vidilma Mishum Hachila Ratach. Maybe that's why the son didn't get angry, because the son was able to see that he didn't, you know, that he didn't do anything that was going to cause permanent damage. No, Davali B'Shas Rutche. He did it at the time that Rabbah was angry, where when a person is Bali Dekas, he's not going to pay such careful attention. And therefore, it was a real test for him, because if he was anyway not in the best of moods, so we react negatively to things without thinking through the long-term consequences and whether it's actually going to be problematic. So now the Gemara brings a discussion among Amorayim where we learn another halacha in Kibravei. Masn Rabbi Cheskel l'Rami Berei. Rabbi Cheskel taught his son Rami, Hanisrafim ben Eskalim, if you have a confusion, a mix-up of people who are chayiv misa sreifa with people who are chayiv misa skila, and you don't know who's chayiv what anymore because they all got mixed up with each other, Rabbi Shimon Omer, you don't know beskila shasreifa chamura. You have to give the lesser of the two, and he holds that the lesser of the two is skila, that sreifa is the more chamur of the two punishments. So this teaches us that when it says that the nisrafim were mixed in with the niskalim, the implication is that the niskalim are the rove klape the nisrafim. So Rabbi Yehuda just points out, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Berei, Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Cheskel, said, Abba, lo tisniahachi, don't teach the Mishnah that way, that the nisrafim are mixed in with the niskalim, where it sounds like the niskalim are the rove. My iria sreifa chamura, typically do with niskalim ninu. You don't have to say that the reason you get skila in such a case is because sreifa is chamur. If the majority are people who are chayiv skila, then even if you follow the rove, even if it weren't a 50-50 suffix, you'd get them skila anyway. Ela hechi yasnia, haniskalim bin nisrafim. How should you say it? You should say on the skull and bin nisrafim, and the nisrafim are the rove, and still, even though the nisrafim are the rove, you still give them skila because you have to give them the onesh hakal. That's what you should have said. So Rabbi Cheskel said to his son Rabbi Yehuda, ihachi, if we should say that the niskalim got mixed in with the nisrafim, ema seifa, it's difficult at the end of the brisa because the brisa says v'chamam you don't have sreifa shas skila chamura. That you give sreifa because they hold that skila is more chamur. Well, my ear, yes, skila chamur, typically drubin nisrafim ninu. Why would you say that it's because skila is chamur? Maybe it's just because the majority are nisrafim and you follow the rove. So if you the responded, Amalei Hasam Rabbanu, the Kamalei the Rabbi Shimon, the Kamalei sreifa chamura, lo skila chamura. No, that's just the sreifa is the chachamim responding to Rabbi Shimon. And when they said skila chamura, that's not the real reason. What they're saying him is, we hold you give sreifa because you follow the rove. But even that which you assumed, that sreifa is more chamur, that's incorrect as well. That in fact, skila is more chamur. So that was the discussion, the halachic discussion that father and son had with each other. So the Gemara brings the hemsheikh of the Maisa, where we're going to derive a din of kibra ve'aim from this conversation. So Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinna, lo temalei lavulchachi. You're not allowed to say to your father in such a lashon. You're correcting your father's teaching of the Braisa. You can't say lotisni ahachi, that don't teach it this way, where you let him know that he's making a mistake. Titania reshaya haya aviv over al divrei Torah. Even if father is violating divrei Torah, al yomer lo abba vartel divrei Torah. You're not allowed to say abba you violated divrei Torah. El yomer lo abba kach kosuv batorah. You have to just say, oh, this is what it says in the Torah. So the Gemara wonders kach kosuv batorah tzurikam tzairlei. That's going to cause him tzair to say such a thing. El yomer lo abba mikra kosuv batorah. You read him the pasuk as it's written in the Torah, and the father will understand on his own that he made a mistake, meaning you start practicing your laning really loudly, so the father will be able to hear the psukim in the Torah, and when he hears the psukim in the Torah, he'll understand that he made a mistake without you pointing it out to him. Elazar ben Masya Omer, Abba Omer Ashkeni Mayim. So the Braisa continues that if a father says, give me water to drink, umitzvah lasos, and you have another mitzvah at the same time, you have kvura sameis or something like that, that comes up at the same time, maniach ani kvod abba va'oses ha-mitzvah, I'll set aside the obligation of kibbutz av and instead go do that other mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is docha, kibbutz av. Sha'ani va'abba chayavim b'mitzvah. Because both I and my father are chayav to do a mitzvah of eris that comes our way. We're both obligated in kvuras ameis and levayas ameis and bikrucham, whatever the mitzvah is. Isi ben yudo omer imaf shal mitzvah le'asal de'echerim, tasal de'echerim, v'yelechu b'kvod aviv. That, no, it depends. If no one else could do the other mitzvah, so nena chinami, you have to stop and do the mitzvah. But if someone else could do the mitzvah, you don't have to be the one to do the mitzvah. So let someone else do the mitzvah, and you take care of the kibbutz. Amar of Masna Halacha Kisi Ben Yehuda. We pass on Kisi Ben Yehuda that if the mitzvah can be done by someone else, then it should not be docha kibbutz ve'eim. So the Gemara discusses. Who's able to be mochel on their kavod, both in terms of a father, but as well as other people who kavod is due to them. Amrav Yitzchak Bar Shila, Amrav Masna, Amrav Chista. Ha'av shemochel al kavodo, kavodo mochel. If a father is mochel on his kavod, the kavod is mochel. And you don't need to be mechabit him when he's mochel on his kavod. The Orchos Chaim points out in his brought in halacha, but not on his haka'a, not on his klala, not on his tsar, meaning only those extra measures of kavod that one must give to a parent, but things that are an absolute bizayon to the father, striking him, being mitzayer him, things like that he cannot be mochel. Now, if you are mechabed the father even after he's mochel, the Tosa Rosh says you're still in fulfillment of the mitzvah of kibbutz ve'eim. The Rashba, though, in the Tshuva Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Ches, sounds like no, you are not in fulfillment of anything. Why? Because the Rashba Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Ches discusses why is it that there's no bracha on some mitzvahs, that many mitzvahs have a birchas mitzvah and some don't. And instead of just saying like a klal that all mitzvahs peil al mechavero just don't have a bracha, he goes through details and he says that the mitzvah of kibbutz ve'eim does not have a bracha because you may try to do kibbutz ve'eim and the father's mochel. He says, no, it's okay, don't do that. And then you will have said a bracha levatala because you will have said a bracha and you're not even mekayim a mitzvah. So the mashmos of the Rashba is that there is no kiyum mitzvah of kibbutz ve'eim once the father is mochel. Pashtus is that the reason there's no chiyuv, the reason the svarah to say that there's no kiyuv mitzvah is because the very definition of kavod is ritzono shel adam zehu kvodo. Whatever a person wants, that is the kavod for the person. If a person is interested in something, so then that's considered an honor for him. But if he doesn't want it and he says no thank you, then that's not a way of showing him kavod by doing it anyway. Harav shemachal kvodo ain kvodo machal. If a rebbe is machal and his kavod, the kavod is not machal, you still have to be mechabed him. Rav Yosef and Rafilu Rav Shemachal Kavod Kavod Machal. Rav Yosef disagrees, says even a Rebbe can be Miochal and Skavod Shnemer Zeholich Lifneim Yomam, because Vashem Holich Lifneim Yomam, rather, because the Pasuk says that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu went in front of them during the day in Amud Anan to show them the path, and at Laila Ba'amud Eish to light up the path for them. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was Meshamish them. So you see, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mochal and his Kavod by leading Klal Yisrael through the Midbar. So Amarava Hachi Hashta, you can't make such a comparison from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to a Rebbe. Hasma Kodesh Baruch Hu Alma Dilehu Vitora Dilehu. It's his world and it's his Torah. So Machal Eliyakre, he has the ability to be Machal as Kavod. Hacha, but by Talmud Chacham, Torah Dilehu. Why, you think it's his Torah? It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. So it's not his to be Machal. How could he be Machal on something that he has no ownership of? So Hadar Amar Rav. Rav then went back to be Miyashiv and he said, in Torah Dilehu, that the relationship between the Talmud Chacham and his Torah is such that it's considered his Torah to be mochel. D'chsev ubisaraso yege yomam v'layla. That pasuk says ki im b'toras Hashem cheftzo, but ubisaraso yege yomam v'layla. So it starts out with Torah Hashem and then says Torah so, because prior to learning it, it's all Torah Hashem. Once you learn it, it becomes Torah so. It becomes your own Torah. So the Gemara says, Eini, is that really true that if a Rav could be mochel on his kavod? Rava was being mashke yayin to the people who were at his child's wedding, vidale kasa, and he picked up the kos, l'rav papa, l'rav huna, braid rav Yeshua, v'kamu mikamei, and they stood in front of him when they received the kos, and l'rav mari, l'rav pinchas, braid rav chista, v'lo kamu mikamei, and they didn't stand for him. So ikbed, Rava got upset, v'amar, and he said to rav mari and to rav pinchas, han rabbanon, rabbanon, van rabbanon, la rabbanon, the other chachamim are chachamim, and you're not chacham, meaning you didn't stand in front of you're such chacham that you don't have to stand for me. Whereas Rav Papa and Rav Huna and Rav Yeshua are not chacham, and they they do have to stand for me. So you see that he got upset about it. So apparently, a Rav is not able to be mochel on his kavod. V'su, Rav Papa Ava Mashki Be'ilulo Da Abba Mar Berei. Rav Papa was Mashke Yayin by the wedding of Abba Mar, his son, V'dadu Le'kasa, and he picked up to serve a kos of Yayin. L'Rab Yitzchak Breder Yudha, to Rav Yitzchak Breder Yudha, V'lo Kami Kamein. He didn't stand for him. V'ikbad. Rav Papa got upset about that. So you see that a Rav is not able to be mochel on his kavod. Says Gemara, no, Afilu Hachi Hidur Me'avid Le'ba'u. That even though he's able to be mochel on his kavod, but a little something, a little hidur, a little acknowledgement, that you still need to do, even when a Rav is mochel on his kavod. So obviously by the fact that he's serving, he's being mochel on his kavod. But at least an acknowledgement, so you don't have to stand up, Melo Kamaso, but at least some sort of acknowledgement is necessary. Some minor show of kavod is necessary. So what about a Nasi? What about a Melech? Amar Ravashi, Afilu Mad Yomar, Harav Shemachal Kavodo Kavodo Machal, Nasi Shemachal Kavodo, Ein Kavodo Machal. Even though the opinion that holds that a Rebbe could be Mochel on his Kavod, a Nasi cannot be Mochel on his Kavod. Meisve, so the Gemara challenges, Meisve, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tzadok, Shoyim, Subim, Beis Mishta, that these three Chacham were at a party of Benosha Ram Gamliel, of the wedding of Ram Gamliel's son, Vayram Gamliel, Omidu Mashkalem, and Ram Gamliel was serving the drinks. So Nasa, Nakos, the Rabbi Eliezer, Ram Gamliel gave the coast to Rabbi Eliezer, Velonitalo, and he wouldn't take it from Ram Gamliel because he was a Nasi, and he didn't want to be Mishamish with the Nasi because it's the covenant of the Nasi. And then his son, the Rabbi Yeshua, Ram Gamliel gave a coast to Rabbi Yeshua, Vikiblo, and Rabbi Yeshua happily took the coast. So Amarlo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, Maze Yeshua, what are you doing? How could you be a Makabal coast from Ram Gamliel? Anu Yoshua, Ram Gamliel, we're sitting here at the Suda, and Ram Gamliel, who's an Adam Gadol, who's a Chashuv person, who's a Nasi B'Yisrael, is giving us to drink. So Amalei Rabbi Shua said back to Rabbi Eliezer, Matzinu Gadol B'Menu Shashimesh. We find that even greater people than Ram Gamliel were Mishamesh others. Avram Gadol Adoraya. Avram Avinu was a Gadol Ador, because of Bo, and it says that when the Malachim came to Avram Avinu, that it says, Ve'ikachem Avichalav, Ve'ben Avakar, Shasav, Ve'itin Avin, Ve'hu Omeid Aleihem, that he was Omer Aleihem, he was Mishamish the Malachim that came when he was sick. So you see that Gadol Adar and Anasi are able to be Mochel on the Kavod. The Shem Atomer, maybe you're going to say Kemalachi Asharis Nidmulo, the people that came weren't people at all, they were Malachi Asharis. He didn't know that. Lo Nidmulo El Arviim, they weren't Malachi Asharis as far as he knew. There were a bunch of Arab travelers as far as he knew. Va'anu Lo Yer Mgamliel Brabi Omer Mashkalenu. If Avram Avinu is allowed to serve some Arab merchants, Ram Gamliel the Nasi is not allowed to serve us. You know, Chashuv Tamid Chachamim. Rabbi Tzadok brought another makar for Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. Amalem Rabbi Tzadok, an masayat menichim kvodu shel makom v'atamaskim bekvod abrios. Until you bring a raya from the covenant of Avram Avinu, and that's what you think is the greatest raya, you can bring an even stronger raya from the covenant of the Ribono Shel Olam, and that would be an even better raya. Hakadosh Baruch Hu meishiv ruchos umal nesiim. Hashem is always taking care of us. He's blowing the wind and he elevates the Nesiim, which is reference to the clouds, the Ebenezer says, and he brings down the rain, and he's Matzmiach Adam, he causes things to grow from the ground, and he sets the table for each and every one of us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly providing for us, and we have no problem with that. We don't complain about that. So Ram Gamliel can't provide for us, even though he's a Nasi. A Nasi could be Mochel on his covenant as well. Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. But if you want to say something in the name of Ravashi, this is what you should say. That Am Ravashi, Afilu Lamandi Omar, Nasi Shemochel al Kvodo, Kvodo Machel, even according to the opinion that Nasi Shemochel al Kvodo, that the Kvod is Machel, it doesn't say who that Mandi Omar is. Right? Rashi and Subis and Sota says that the Machlokas appears in our Sugya. Tolson Sota says that it's referring to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadok that made the Taina that Ram Gamliel is able to be Mochel on his Kavod, not like Rabbi Eliezer, who would not receive the Kos. So it's Muchach that he's Cholik and holds that Ram Gamliel is not able to be Mochel on the Kavod. So even if you hold the Nasi Shemachal Kavod, Kavod Machel, Melech Shemachal Kavod, ain kvodo machal. A melech does not have the ability to be machal on the kavod shenemar, because the pasuk says som tasm alecha melech shtei maso alecha. That som tasm alecha melech means that the relationship with the melech has to be one where there's emas hamelech. Tan rabbanim they say v'takum. It says you're supposed to stand for an older person. Siyachla filu mnei zaken hashmai. I might think that even if he's a rasha, an older rasha, so tamalomer. That's why the pasuk says zaken vein zaken el chacham. Zaken is always referenced to a chacham shenemar, because in the pesukim about the appointment of a Sanhedrin, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Asli shiv mish mi ziknei Yisrael." Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, from that pasuk itself, "Ein zaken ala misha kana chachma." We see that it must be reference to a chacham, because zaken is a nutrikun of zekana, meaning this one has acquired what? He's acquired chachma. Shnemar Hashem kanani reishis darko. Then the Brisa tells us other dinim about standing up. Yachol yam van makom rachok. I think you have to stand from a great distance. Tamalomer talkum adarto lomar. Only if it's recognizable who you're standing for. You might think that you have to be mahadir him by giving him money. Just like standing is not something that costs anything, the acknowledgement that you show him is something that should not cost any money. You might think that you have to stand from the Beis HaKisa Beis HaMerchatz. Only in a respectful place. You might think you can close your eyes and pretend you don't see him. Tam lomer takum v'yareisa. Davar ha-masr leiv, nemar v'yareisa melekecha. Since it's masr leiv, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will know whether you're hiding your face from him or not. So that's why it says v'yareisa melekecha. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up in the middle of this braisa. Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.